Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, the game on this Friday. Man, that was fun.
Man.
Alongside Connor Newt, Teron Davenport, Nick Frazier, we bring in Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver. Chris, we're sorry to push you, but yeah. I hope you understood with DMC of Run DMC in studio with us.
Man, one of my favorite groups. I grew up listening to them. I got a whole plethora of songs that I listen to sometimes when I work out, like the King of Rock, Peter Piper, Pick Paper, all that stuff,
yeah.
Man. Off the chain, man.
Yeah, it was, I mean, we're all just kind of floating right now because
right.
It was just so
awesome.
Much
hey,
fun.
Hey, Chris,
stories,
did you hear us go bars for bars?
No, I didn't. I didn't
oh, man,
bars,
listen.
Did you win?
No, a bucket list. I just got to rap a song, one of Run DMC songs,
no
Rit DMC. Crazy.
I know Sam Cassell can rap.
Yeah, man, just the same as Tyrone Hill could use a phone.
I don't even know what sports questions to ask at this point.
Yeah.
No, I don't either. Let's just talk about Run DMC. What was y'all's favorite song?
Oh, man, my favorite song.
King of Rock for me.
Yeah.
Probably
mine was jamming. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You know what, I used to love Run's house, but I probably say have to say Peter Piper, man. Peter Piper.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I like Jam
Peter
Master
Piper,
J when he's kind of crazy.
But Run,
Pepper,
down.
But Run, Ride, Ride. Dumbly
fell
down.
On his, now we can't say the rest
time.
Of it, you know
you
what I mean? That was the one time they went off of PG. The one time.
Yeah, I know. But, man, it was – and then you talked about the movie Crush Groove. Come on, man.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, man. Crush Groove. I just love Sheila E., man.
Jam Master Jay is my... It was cold, man. Come on, man. I just watched that about a month ago.
What'd he say? I'm the king of rock. There
rock.
Is none higher. Sucker
higher.
MCs should call me sire. To burn
higher.
My kingdom, you must use fire. What?
I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Come on, Chase. Finish it off.
I mean, this is just showing my youth. I have no
finish
idea.
You don't know that?
Well, I have no idea what's going on right now.
That is a good one.
He has no idea.
Yeah. People are texting in saying that was like the best interview we've ever had.
How could it not
it really
be?
Was.
I mean, he's telling stories
awesome.
About meeting Michael Jackson, getting sized
yeah.
up by
that's
a chick.
Crazy.
Like,
yeah.
That's
crazy. You know, that don't happen every day, man. And to hear his stories and what he's been, I mean, it's off the chain, man.
Off the chain.
Good interview, man.
So let's try and get this on the rails a little bit.
Yeah.
This week, I think that everyone has been thinking, okay, could Jeremiah Love come to the Titans at four after a really good combine? We had Jeff Fisher on earlier this week, and he talked about that getting Eddie George, how much that meant for Steve McNair. You were there. You witnessed that. So could you see Love having that same impact on Cam as Eddie had on Steve?
1,000%, because if you look at who won the Super Bowl, the Seattle Seahawks won. What was one of the reasons why they won? Not because of the quarterback. I know he had a solid year, but your running back was the MVP of the Super Bowl. So what it does is it takes the pressure off your quarterback to have to make plays as opposed to defense to just try to stop the pass. But now you have a running game to where the identity is running inside zone and outside zone, and then you have another safety come up in the box. Now you have one-on-one with your wide receivers, and now your quarterback can take pickings and make him play. So he does make your quarterback better all the way around.
Chris, let me ask you about a possible signing for the Titans next week at the wide receiver position. Wan'Dale Robinson coming into this franchise. It's not a done deal, but there's a lot of smoke trending in that direction. With what you've seen of him working alongside a young quarterback in Jackson Dart in New York, do you think that's a guy that could come in here and help develop Cam Ward? Maybe not to the level of a number one wide receiver, but as a nice little slot option.
I like him, but there's another cat that I really like. I'm not trying to get off subject, but I like Jennings from the 49ers.
Yeah.
And the reason why I like him is because I'll be saying his name wrong all the time. Sala, thank you. He's familiar with Jennings. And for Jennings is from Tennessee. I think he's from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. But he's a guy who has an attitude that can run through your face block and play inside and outside. But then you have the other cat that we just talked about that, you know, he can make some plays. I mean, he can, you know, take a little pressure off the other receivers and make some plays. But I think you want to bring somebody in here that's a bona fide number one guy. I'm not saying he's not, but you want to bring somebody in there that can put fear in a defense.
So I want to go back to Wan'Dale Robinson for a second because I'm having a little bit of an issue. And I want to see if you could kind of put some light and give some thought on it.
Sure,
so you look at Wan'Dale Robinson, he's probably going to come in around 18 to 20 million a year, right?
Right.
93 receptions this year, 92 the previous. Both years he has 140 targets.
That's a lot of targets.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, do you feel like, hey, you could probably find that level of production from that amount of targets elsewhere at a lesser price?
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Me and you know football, T, and everybody else on this panel does too. But is there a difference between him and DK and Alec Ayomanor? Does that bring fear?
I think the difference is he works that slot position differently.
He does.
You know,
he does.
Me is the difference.
Yep. He can work the slot. I mean, you got to have a guy to where he can be a security blanket for your quarterback. You definitely need that. But if I'm scheming against a guy, I want you to be a defensive coordinator. If I'm scheming against a guy, yeah, he may have a lot of kids, but does he scare you? Be like, oh, my God, I got to watch this guy. I got to do something to stop him. Does he bring that type of fear, you know, in that guy?
And that's my point. That's what I'm getting at. Where I feel like even though he was productive, but the 90 catches on 140 targets is like, is that lights out for a defensive coordinator? And if I'm spending 18 to 20, that's what I want. I want somebody that, beginning of the week, they're pounding the table. Hey, listen, man, number so-and-so is not beating me.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Now, if I say Jamar Chase and you're a defensive coordinator, what would you do? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping.
What if you say Jefferson?
It's like Dennis Hopper. I see bad things, man.
Did I hear you guys talking about Jefferson yesterday? And like, if they traded him, you know, would you?
I was asked if I would trade the number 4 overall all pick
day,
for
right?
Justin Jefferson.
Right.
I said, "Darn right,
all day."
Yeah, because he brings experience, but also, you know, defensive coordinators have to take a attack of what he's doing. Let me ask you a question. Like, just like with if I'm a defensive coordinator, I say, okay, I got a scheme against one receiver on this team. Who would you say?
Jefferson.
There you go.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about the receivers that they have now.
Oh, now?
You see, I ain't saying anything.
Yeah, there's nobody.
Well, and that's no slight to them. It's just, I mean, they're solid players.
No slight. Absolutely.
You know, they're not the elite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you're getting paid $18 million, you better catch, if they're throwing a ham sandwich at you, you better catch everything. You better not miss nothing. So, you know, it's all good.
Chris, why is it, you know, I asked Coach Fisher this too, but like, I feel like signing a free agent receiver is so difficult to hit on. And he referenced that it's all about scheme, that a lot of times you don't have the right scheme, but he wouldn't say who, but he's like, we signed a receiver one time that, I mean, he caught a lot of just slant routes, and then he came here and was having to do more and wasn't successful.
Yeah.
I knew who he was talking about, Yancey Thigpen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just – it's fascinating to me that you see so many receivers leave where they were drafted and then it doesn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, there's a couple of guys that are really, really good, like, you know, Alec Pierce. But what does he do? He takes the top off the defense. He's run posts. But can they run the whole route? And I think that sometimes – I think TD, you know, referenced it earlier. A lot of times we look at numbers. Numbers are great. But then all of a sudden you get into a different system and you're doing a lot of RPOs and you got to run slants, you got to run hitches, you got to run all those things, but that wasn't your forte. It's kind of like, you know, you always run in posts, you always run in comebacks, then all of a sudden you got RPOs and you can't get off the press. You know, it all depends on what the receiver does well. What does he do well? Can he get off the line of scrimmage? Does he have quick feet? Can he play in the slot? You know, all these things that you have to do, you know, with a wide receiver. But if all he can do is just run a go route and not run slants, then now you got a problem because they're going to put a safety on top and take that out.
Chris, appreciate it as always, my friend. Thanks for pushing back for us. Have a great weekend.
Fellas. Y'all take care, fellas.
Absolutely. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program. This is, whew, man, what this has been fun so far. we got comedian TJ Miller, who's going to be in studio here in just
a second. Hey, I'm going to stay around so I can laugh.
There you go. There you go. TD, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for hanging out.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Like, that was awesome. We'll get you that audio. That was awesome.
You don't understand what you did
for
me. My brother, that's why I was late on some of the questions. My brothers are texting me. They're like,
is this real right now?
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't geek out like that. Get
no,
Star Trek often.
No,
but good Lord.
That was awesome. We will have more coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.